All right, Mrs. Williams, hi.
Yeah.
Hi. So we do have a date for your reschedule. So we are available next Thursday or Friday for the reschedule. We are sorry for the delay due to the construction issues of having to wait for our fiber optic lines to be pulled out to that address. We're ensuring to make sure we're going to do changing this time frame to next week to ensure that we are at your location so we don't have to wait on any crews to do so.
Well, they told me that on the phone. No offense, they told me that it was going to be done beforehand on the phone.
They
said to me, if you see crews outside, don't worry. They're just making sure the outside is set up, ready to go for when he comes on the 6th to do the inside install.
I understand that, and due to construction delays, our crews have not been able to get to that.
But then maybe somebody should have called me and asked me if that's what I wanted to wait hours on end for them to sit here. I left work early. And now I need to finish work, and I was going to finish work on the computer at home after he left. You know what I mean? Where you put me at?
No, I do understand that, ma'am.
And you work again early for to do this again. That's where my frustration is at.
I do understand that, and I am deeply apologetic for that, ma'am. And I am sorry that we have to do this. I'm doing everything I can on my side to ensure that we are able to get you the service that you have requested from us in a timely manner.
We're just a customer.
I understand that. I am apologetic that we were not in your area at the agreed upon time. There have been several construction delays in the last couple of weeks because we have been expanding throughout Kingston, Saugerties, out in Rhinebeck.
And that's fine. Like you said, if what he said was true and you weren't in my area yet, I didn't have a problem waiting from the get-go. But you all called me to set up an appointment.
I understand that, and because at the time when we were informed, we were under the assumption from our construction company that they would be in your area. At this time, they are sadly not. So I had no word of this information myself until today. So I am apologizing to you that we did get you scheduled out.
So are they still coming today to do the outside install?
So they are going to be
on their way.
They are going to be working on getting everything set up. Our construction team and our technical supervisor are the man who's outside who's been waiting for his supervisor have let us know that because we do need to finish off getting the fiber internet down. I believe they said it's the highway 9, I believe it is. That's the closest location to you. We're working on finish getting that running done in order to provide you with that service in a timely manner.
So that is coming today to do the outside.
No, ma'am, not today.
But will they be here before my next appointment?
Yes, they will be. That is why I've been instructed for Thursday.
If they're not, I want to call beforehand and say we're not. This is crazy because I can't keep taking off of work hoping. And like I said, if you're not ready, then just say you're not ready.
I understand that. I'll be sure to follow up on this when it gets closer. The time frame we have been given is next Thursday or Friday. What day works best for you?
Friday.
Alrighty, let me get to that day real quick. And what time works best for you that day?
Just in the afternoon.
Afternoon. So we have a 1 and a 3 p.m. What time would you prefer?
1 is fine.
1 o'clock. Alright. I will get you on the books for 1 p.m. Give me one moment while I get that switched over. All right, Mrs. Williams, I have you rescheduled for next Friday at 1 p.m. with Carl. He should be there. And if we do have any interruptions in our constructions, I will be sure to give you a call back before Friday to inform you of any delays.
Okay.
Is there anything else I can help you with today?
No.
All right. Well, thank you for calling us here at Archtop Fiber, and hopefully you have a wonderful day, and we are sorry for interrupting your work day.
Bye.